Well, the big stretch of sunny days have been amazing, though. Probably kind of hope that we had that in the summer while you were on holidays. For a lot of people, it was the summer that wasn't too much rain, not enough heat. But for Frank Seglinex, it was the summer of rainbows. And on his blog, he's conducting a poll to find out what other people thought about the summer weather. Frank is a researcher in the civil engineering department at the University of Waterloo and is the university's weather station coordinator. We reached him this morning at his home. Good morning.
Good morning, Wei.
So what kind of info did you collect then at your weather station?
Well, looking at when I was doing the summary for this summer, I saw that, first of all, it was very a wet summer. I think a lot of people in Southern Ontario will agree. In fact, in Waterloo, it was our fifth wettest summer we've had since records started back in 1915.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a single day where it went above 30 in Kitchener-Waterloo. And so looking at those two, you would say that most people would think, well, that's a pretty bad summer. We've had all this bad stuff. But talking to people, I realized that a lot of people actually had the opposite. They actually thought it's not bad. So when I looked more into the data, although we had a lot of rain, a lot of the rain came in very short bursts, where we'd have short, intense rainfalls, and then you'd have sunny days, and then you'd have the sun. So you had a lot of days that had both rain and sun, and that got me thinking about the rainbows, because just from a personal view, I think I saw more this year, but as part of my job, people send me a lot of weather events, and a lot of people were sending me pictures of rainbows. So that got me thinking. Also, although the temperature never got above 30, the average temperature was still about half a degree above average. So that meant that although we weren't getting the 32, 35 degree temperatures, it was very consistent in the 24, 27 degree range. But what that also meant was we didn't see a lot of the humidity that we see in a typical Southern Ontario summer, and we saw one smog day in Kitchener-Waterloo for the whole summer. So in that respect, a lot of people thought, well, this is actually not a bad summer. So I decided, well, I should find out what people think. So on the blog that I have associated with the University of Waterloo Weather Station, I've put up this poll, and we've had almost 200 people answer so far, and some people would find it surprising, but 50% of the people have actually classified it as a great summer, and another 25 put it into the good category. So 75% of the people thought it was either good or great.
And were those respondents from the Waterloo area?
In general, I think it's open to anyone who comes to the weather station, but I think in general they're probably around the Kitchener-Waterloo area. So I think just that lack of humidity and lack of smog days has made people think maybe it wasn't all that bad a summer overall.
Why did most of the rain come in those sort of bursts?
Well, it has to do with the jet stream. Normally the jet stream in the summertime tends to be further north in northern Ontario, and the storms sort of track along the jet stream. And when that happens, when we have a typical jet stream in northern Ontario, we get that hot, humid air from the American Gulf of Mexico and American South. This year, the jet stream was quite a bit further north, actually going right across us here in southern Ontario. And so the storms just tracked along there, and as a result, we saw a lot of them.
Now, after the rain, we don't always see rainbows. How come there were so many?
It just seemed that just because of the intensity of the storm, that right after these storms, a lot of the time, it just became a sunny day. So that's the combination. You need the bright sunlight as well as you need the intense rainstorm. It also depends. It has to be on the right time of day because the sun is always going to be behind you when you see a rainbow. So it's not something you can say 100% is going to happen all the time. It's just that because of the weather conditions we saw, there was more of a probability of them, and it just seemed to come up a lot.
I noticed that there was a lot of rain at night, too.
And that was another thing. I think that helped people's psyche. Although we had this rain, a lot of it was overnight. We had our biggest day was July 11th at the University of Waterloo, where we had 78 millimeters of rain that fell in one day. Almost all of that happened overnight. So the rest of the day was actually nice and sunny. So even though it was a really rainy day, it was still a very nice day. And I don't have anything to back it up, but I don't think there were a lot of dreary days where it was cloudy all day and it was just a little light rain the whole time. We didn't have those days. I think if you would have had a couple of weeks of that, it would have brought people down. But I think just this contrast between the sun and the rain, and plus everybody's garden, I think, is just looking fantastic. That maybe helps people think a little bit nicer thoughts about the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the bonuses, too, of all the rain, is that we didn't really have to water.
It is true. And then even in the last couple of weeks, I made a little note that I think people forgot to water because I saw a lot of container plants that were falling down. I think Mother Nature took care of it for about the first 2.5 months of the summer, and in the last couple of weeks it hasn't happened as much, and people have just forgotten that, hey, every once in a while in a typical summer, we have to water these things, and it just hasn't happened so far this year.
I know, we're not used to it. Now, any indications of what the weather will be like in the fall?
In the fall, so far, we have what are called neutral conditions for as far as La Nina and El Nino goes, which means we're somewhere in between, kind of in the middle, which also means we don't have a really strong signal as far as whether or not we should say it's going to be hotter or warmer. So Environment Canada is forecasting an average temperature for the summer, for the fall period.
All right. Thank you very much, and good luck with your poll. What's the address if people want to weigh in?
If they want to go in, it's weather.uwaterloo.ca. And there's a link there.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
No problem.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Frank Sekniak is a researcher in the Civil Engineering Department at the University of Waterloo and is the university's weather station coordinator. You're listening to Ontario Morning on CBC Radio 1.